From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. There's been a major shakeup in the Trump administration. VOA's White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has details.
Trump appeared to be trying to shore up his team. He appointed Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci to take the vacant position of White House communications director. Now, that came as word was announced that the press secretary, Sean Spicer, has resigned. And Scaramucci said Spicer was resigning kind of to let Scaramucci have a clean slate start. Spicer will be replaced by his deputy, Sarah Sanders.
Meanwhile, according to news reports, U.S. President Donald Trump's aides are reportedly scrutinizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team to explore ways to discredit his Russian inquiry. The Washington Post and New York Times report the president has asked his advisors about the power to issue pardons. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about pardons at today's White House briefing.
The president maintains pardon powers like any president would, but there are no announcements or planned announcements on that front whatsoever.
Mueller's Right Russia probe is looking into the president's financial history and examining whether any of his advisors aided the Kremlin's campaign to disrupt last year's presidential election. Two top U.S. officials are denying claims that the leader of the Islamic State terror group is dead. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks that the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed in Iraq or Syria. However, the U.S. Defense Secretary and Director of National Counterterrorism say that's not so. This is VOA.